G'day, it's Cliff and Dougie, and yesterday it was released in the early hours of the morning, and since then people have been having a look at it, and there's been a couple of ticks and a couple of crosses for the new iPhone and the Apple Watch too.
Technically speaking, mate, you should say iPhones, because there's a couple of models under the 6 brand, and as you said too, the Apple Watch. Funny too that they've taken away the i moniker from this particular thing too.
Don't know why. Anyway, this fellow has had several hours to have a look-see at it and to collate some of the pluses and the minuses. Trent Geddes, good morning.
G'day.
Okay, firstly, your take on it, and then a quick expose on what other people have been saying about this new technology.
Well, my take on it, I love the idea that they've rolled with similar plans from other brands, like you'd say Samsung with their Galaxy Note in the iPhone 6 Plus, and they've actually gone and done like a larger screen and given you two options as to whether you want the, you know, the average one or the larger screen and have more real estate on your phone. That's pretty neat. It's always good that they've been able to increase the battery size a bit and make the processor faster and put new displays in it. They're all neat things. I also think that the tap and go style system is going to work against us tech people too.
In regards to like the pay pass and everything like that, built
into
the
iWallet thing. That's essentially what they're going to do, like tap and go cards. You're going to be able to tap your phone on the FPOS device and be able to sort out a transaction quite simply.
Mate, that's a piece of technology. Of course, it currently exists within the Samsung 5, and I think a lot of the commentary in the last 18 months has centred around the whole thesis that Apple has lost its monopoly over the smartphone market and Samsung arguably the biggest competitor. Do you see this as more of a move forward for Apple, or is some of this echoing a bit of a response to some of the swing towards Samsung for a lot of people over the global market?
You know, they're catching up on things, I reckon. My opinion of Apple and how they release things into their phone, you know, they make sure that when they put the features in, they're reasonably refined. You know, they don't always get it correct, but yeah, they work on it, so it works nicely out of the box for your mother, your grandmother. You're not so technically inclined, mate, and the people who love the phones as well, so.
Okay, so is this new technology likely to sway anybody? If you're an Apple user, you are probably going to stay an Apple user. If you're a Samsung or an HTC or a whatever user, is this going to swing you over or not?
In most cases, maybe not, but, I've tried them all to be, you know, kind of not so biased about the topic. I loved having, like, for instance, when we go back to larger phone, I loved having the Samsung Note for the size and being able to, you know, have plenty of room to do things. But I just didn't like the way the operating system went.
We will see what we will see. It largely seems to have had the ticks, but we'll see if people go and pick it up first off. I reckon they probably will, though, so that's a moot point. Trent, we will keep in touch. Have a good one. Thanks, mate.
Indeed.
See you soon. Well, there you go. And your thoughts, if you've had any, maybe you've been looking at some of the species or whatever, the apps and blah, 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 blah. Call us on 13 27 10 on Wake Up.
I say bring back the 3310. Classic Nokia.